Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, a holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to the things of this, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
I have wrestled in the darkness of this lonely pilgrim land, raising strong and mighty fortresses that I alone command. But these castles I've constructed by the strength of my own hands are just temporary kingdoms on foundations made of sand. In the middle of a battle, I believe I finally found, I'll never know the thrill of victory till I'm willing to lay down all my weapons of defense and earthly strategies of war. So I'm laying down my arms and running helplessly to yours. I surrender all my silent hopes and dreams, though the price to follow cost me everything. The treasure I obtain, if I measure my successes on a scale of earthly gain, if the focus of my vision is the status I attain, my accomplishments are worthless and my efforts are in vain. So I lay aside these trophies to pursue a higher crown. And should you choose somehow to use the life I willingly lay down, I surrender all the triumph, for it's only by your grace. I relinquish all the glory, I surrender all the praise. I surrender and dreams, though the price to follow cost me everything. I surrender all my human soul desires, if sacrifice requires that all my kingdoms fall, I surrender. Abraham laid Isaac on the sacrificial fire. If all I have is all that you desire, I surrender all my silent hopes and dreams, though the price to follow cost me everything.